I'm a normal red-blooded American man. I like to look at naked women. I love breasts. Any kind. I love them. Boobs, bazooms, balloons, bags, bazongas. The bigger the better. Nipples like udders, nipples like saucers, big pale rosy brown nipples, little bitty baby nipples. Real or fake? What's the difference? I like tits. Who's kidding who? Tits are great.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me tonight, I have a full house left to right. I've got one Matt Ganoza.
Hello.
Joel Goldstein.
Isn't this a special episode?
Oh, what? We have to do the special Papa's After Dark introduction? That was our kind of our jazzy playboy riff on this, but no, we're just going to make it this. And we got Will Papagiorgio.
Hello.
You can listen to us every Saturday live 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show can be found at inpapasbasement.com. You can tweet us at Papa's Basement, and we can swear because this is not my normal broadcast show.
Nice.
I don't want to bust out the big guns immediately.
No.
But if it happens, it happens, and it
if
don't matter.
Be. Did you just hawk on the floor, dude?
Huh?
Yeah.
No, I was clearing my throat. I didn't want to do it by the mic, you know. I was trying to keep it civil so nobody would know since we
just
mentioned
so
it. What the fuck?
Professional.
What a gentleman.
God, I still don't feel like cursing. Goddamn.
Well, it's not a good habit to get into.
Get into the fucking mood.
Oh,
I'm afraid.
I mean, ostensibly, I claim this is a clean show.
You fucking homo. What the fuck?
This is a dirty show, then. All right. I'll keep it clean, but my henchmen can do their thing.
Let's get to it.
I hate the goddamn acoustics in here, man. It's the other studio. It's got the huge ceiling. I sound like I'm Osama bin Laden talking about chopping motherfuckers' heads off with a
It looks like the butcher scene in Predator 2.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Carcass is just hanging.
With a crazed Gary Busey. Yeah. Like, we're going to get him. And then the spinning disc cuts him in half.
No, they need to put foam up there, but instead they put more goddamn drywall or whatever the hell that shit's
probably
called.
Some, like, 7-Eleven day labor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's more like hard flat surfaces for sounds to bounce right off of and come back into
oh
the
it
mark.
Sounds horrible. I mean it's noticeable even in my headphones.
That's mild, man. It's like do you remember when JFK like soaked everything in reverb?
Yeah,
like that was bad. This
JFK the cave.
Yeah, what the hell? Who thought that sounded good?
I think Stern was big on it, and so they didn't want the rest of the guys to not sound like Stern, so they
they're like Don and Mike. I mean, it's just
I think
like
Don was
cave.
The PD at that point. And he was really big on reverb.
God, that sounded awful. It sounded terrible.
Terrible. Terrorist vomit. My vomit.
You have to be fucking obsessed with your goddamn voice.
The Cleveland
like
voice.
Like to want like a reverberation, like an echo.
It's such a nice touch that they gave him that.
The black Cleveland voice?
The anytime it should be R.
My name's Cleveland. I'm from South Carolina.
He's from Virginia.
Stillbend.
No, it's in like another episode that they did. It was like a spinoff episode of Family Guy where he's like actually a white guy, but he's like a slave catcher or something in Africa, and he catches Peter.
We shouldn't be talking about this. I feel afraid. All right, before the show kicked in, we were having the best discussion. I had an encounter not that long ago with a lady, and let's just say odor was a factor, a big factor, and it stopped the night cold.
You're going to invest some Febreze in your sex kit?
Stop the night cold is kind of pushing it, but after the BJ, I did not let things proceed. And we got into it. I was saying, usually if a girl's in pretty fair shape, things aren't that bad of an issue down yon. It's more of an indicator of lower ranking scooch, like you probably shouldn't have done this to begin with type scooch.
Well, they don't take care of themselves as much in every regard.
It could. I'm trying to really think if I ever encountered a really trim broad where they just stanked. I remember one that was just effing foul.
Yeah, so I don't think there's really any correlation.
I'm still going to put with some correlation.
You got a good point, though. Like, it is like kind of a caste system based on smell, because also there's like, I mean, VD can stink to high heaven.
Well, you know, the lemon, You know the lemon juice trick they used to try to teach, like, infantrymen and crap?
What?
You would try to get lemon juice on your finger, then finger bang the chick, and if she reacted, then she had open sores.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure it works.
Why don't you give me a paper cut and squirt some lemon juice on it?
Sounds like you're making some scampi in her pussy, but I'm sure it works, man.
Oh, how the hell would lemon juice in there, like, not hurt regardless?
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too. But maybe that's just for the better.
Throw some salt in there.
Oh, God.
At the end of the day, maybe that's best for all concerned. If every pussy stings and you're like, you know what? That was a death trap. In their own way, they all are.
One way or another, they will get you.
Yeah, I just... And also, if it's not the pussy, we're also saying this. Like, they can kind of, like, leak... You know, they're magma. If you're doing their job, the hot magma is pouring out of the volcano. And it's running around to the backdoor volcano. And that whole smell can...
No, I keep telling you, it's if they dropped the deuce that day.
I'm talking about anal leakage?
No, just...
I'm talking about wetness hitting ass.
Crack smell.
Yeah, and then the booty smell just, like, fills the air.
The stankonia?
It's so great, because Joel walked into the studio just tired as shit. And he's staring at me right now. He's, like, barely there.
I've got nothing. I brought the outline, and I'm done. I got Passover.
Yeah, he's got a Passover story, and he's got a fuck, marry, kill we can do.
Yes.
God, it feels so weird dropping hard Fs.
Oh, well.
You know we're just going to get out of the habit of censoring ourselves, and we'll be in the other live studio. Oh, we'll just be dropping them left and right.
Oh, well.
Dios mío! Yeah, you know, smacking our cheeks, Spanish Channel style. I don't know, man. I just... It's all so bad down there. Why can people not acknowledge that you're making the sex with parts that go to the bathroom?
Well, when a chick has that many fat folds, I mean, that's going to cause natural sweat down there, which causes more smell. That's part of the problem. And the second part is, quite honestly, this: if a girl's not cleaning herself regularly, I mean, you're going to know.
Yeah.
You should really have the Eddie Murphy clip for this.
And third of all...
Which one?
The SNL one.
If you really had a sack, you would have said, no, I'm not doing this. Sorry.
Oh, I think the manly thing to do is to still hook up with the girl.
No.
And then escape immediately. I won't go down. Matt over here was telling stories where he's like, I had tears in my eyes cutting onions.
If you had any game, you end up just like, no, I can't do this, and you find something else to do.
Like, what, I'm supposed to, like...
What, play Monopoly?
Yeah, I'm supposed to have my fingers, like, I'm going to be knuckle deep in this girl, and then I pull out, and I'm like, I call wheelbarrow.
No, just, like, I don't know, wrap it up and start going to town.
I guess. Like,
I mean...
Speaking of pussy, Baltic Avenue. No. What have you done, Will, when you've encountered it?
I've just... soldiered on.
Yeah. At the end of the day,
although it would take some huevos to just be like, get out.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be...
like, you take your finger out, run it under her nose, and be like, that's why.
Oh, God, yeah. Just a really exaggerated bye-bye wave, like a wafting a fan.
So this was in your car?
Well, I don't want to get into any specifics. Lest
Dude,
and
you
be...
tell me not to eat in your car while you have this? Are you freaking kidding me?
Did I say any... No sex goes on in my car. For a variety of reasons, but I wouldn't allow it if it ever were an issue.
Well, I got that blood all over my backseat.
God, that was the worst story ever. I go to this man's house a couple weeks ago. We have a few beers. He wants to drive to Taco Bell. He gets some food. I look up. There's blood. Just smeared blood all over the driver's side, top of the window area.
What the fuck, you drive the car from Pulp Fiction?
Rashad Marvin.
The car didn't hit the motherfucking bump.
Tell him what it was. Tell him what it was. Come on, Vincent.
All right. She had her period while we were going at it.
How the fuck did it squirt on the top of the car?
Don't be acting like you're so goddamn big that you're pumping this girl and she's spraying like Old Faithful and it just happens to be blood jutting everywhere.
Like, it wasn't on
but
the
that's
seat?
Here's what happened. She wasn't on her period. She was not on her period.
Oh, yeah, his dick's so big, he just put a whipping on it.
Yeah, basically.
What? So she's just squirting blood out of the hole?
What a great look.
I'm just trying to fathom the
physics. It was like Andre the Giant putting on a fourth grader shoe.
What's going on here? So you get blood, like, on the
no,
door?
What happened is that we were in the back seat, and if you look at the middle belt buckle for, like, the bitch seat
yeah.
in the back, that one has, like, blood smeared all over it. You know, if you go to the... No, hold up. If you go to the front passenger seat above the window...
Like, you're driving with Matt.
Yeah, on
chilling.
The panel.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, like, she had someone still on her hand and did that or something.
Oh, Jesus.
And that got, like, smeared.
So much goddamn blood came out when you're first fucking her. Is this Kill Bill?
I have a lot of questions.
Here's the thing that she was not on her period. That's like what scared her. I mean, it scared both of us.
I think everyone
who owns
got
this car, you or your parents.
Is mine.
And like no one in your family has seen it.
No, it's Johnny Watt over here in this car, ripping this pussy up, smearing blood everywhere. Like
I mean, that's
it.
I'm a 22-year-old playboy. What can I say?
I've got it like on bedding and shit.
But like period
think
sex,
had
right?
Sex in a car, yeah.
No, this wasn't period
this
sex.
This wasn't period sex. He's like, for whatever reason, her vag just goddamn ripped.
Yeah.
She wasn't a virgin?
Like a grocery bag.
She had sex with like two other people, she told me.
But this is like probably the trillionth time you two had sex together, right?
No, she had actually bled before that, too.
Was she like tight or something?
Well, here's the deal. Is that, like,
I mean, I'm not that big, but I'm like...
Does she have like a polyps or something? That's the only thing I could think of.
Possibly.
Did you
lemon juice her?
Mm-hmm. No, but in retrospect, you could have told me that 3 fucking years ago.
Is she?
I mean, that blood's just been sitting there, caked on my interior of my.
Oh
car,
yeah, and he's talking about nonchalantly. He's like, "Yeah, that pussy blood's really gonna hurt the resale value." yes, it is.
Is she on birth control?
Huh?
She on birth control?
I couldn't, like,
that had something to do with
it. Yeah, like, because a lot of times, like, birth control
makes...
Let's
not take away from my gigantic, massive cock.
She's a pretty fat girl, too. No offense, man. I mean, I'm sure pussy's like the mouth of a catfish.
Wait, is this you?
Whip it on that thing, it'd take it.
Is this who we were talking about before or no?
Dude, just call me Shorty Mac.
It's this one.
No names.
Ample woman he dated for like 3 years, who was a nice enough girl, but apparently has got all kinds of issues down there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's totally possible. It could have been like some kind of polyps or, you know, cyst.
Yeah, that doesn't sound healthy, man.
Yeah.
That is the worst. I mean, it's good laying a chick, but that is like the dirtiest little hole on earth. It really is.
I have another question now. So you were with this girl for years?
Yeah. No, that's the weird thing. I think it had something to do with birth control.
But she didn't bother to follow up with the doctor and be like, by the way, when I'm having sex with my boyfriend,
if I'm fucking a chick and blood is flying everywhere, we're going to the ER. Like, while I'm still in her. We're driving to the GDER.
Let's kick her out on the curb in front like a gang member.
We got Lex Steel over here, like, just like, oh yeah, baby, that's normal. Let's go to
BK. Yeah, if you were with her for years, like, has
BK
it always been like that?
Huh?
If you were with her for years,
I mean,
you've
done it like 2 or 3 times in the past. I mean,
out
like
of how many times? Like hundreds, we're talking.
Like, we probably had sex over 3 years.
Yeah. How many times until it starts making ketchup?
What do you mean?
Oh, God.
What do you mean, what do you mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, how many times we had...
How many times we had sex before...
I don't know.
How many times did your penis enter her vagina to engage in the act of sexual intercourse before you noticed blood was getting smeared everywhere?
Year.
And did she start taking birth control at that point?
No, she changed birth control.
Yeah, that's
did she start working for, like, the Washington Wizards or something?
Oh God, come on.
No, it's got to be someone with birth control that's causing her to spot.
Yeah, apparently. It has something to do with that, coupled with my massive man dong.
Yeah, it had to be something BC-ish if she's just... if it's
however, the
everywhere.
The polyps thing kind of worries me now.
I just told her to go to her goddamn obgyn.
Yeah,
like,
told her that like 3 fucking years ago.
Well, why are you worried about the polyps? I mean, does your dick look like a gourd now? I mean, if you're, you're clear.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a polyp?
Huh? Well, you know like nasal polyps are?
No.
It's like white.
What, like a skin tag or something?
It looks like a white head, kind of.
So how could
it looks like a cross between a white head and an ingrown hair.
God, so you can just put a whipping on it and rip those up and blood's getting everywhere?
Yeah, who needs
Oh jeez.
Who needs a sinus scraping?
I need to get me some. Now that we've sold it like this.
What, you want me to nasal fuck you? Stinky. Is that what you're saying?
Just talking about. Yeah, it's just, god damn.
Anytime I've done that, the lights
have been off. You realize you two have been bragging about scoring with fat chicks, right?
Oh, it's not bragging. All right, here's this is my confessional.
Oh, you're talking about one that gets some, but like, I'm like,
it's not going to hurt the resale of the car.
I've noticed, like,
cunt blood is definitely going to affect the resale value of the car.
No, it's not.
I'd rather
it's labeled like that on the car.
Exactly.
Like 5 ounces of cunt blood minus 2 grams.
No, I'd prefer the car be like used in a racially motivated murder than have pussy blood smeared all over it.
James Byrd truck.
Yeah.
By the way, what's that black head doing hanging off the trailer hitch?
Just saying, this pickup truck can really drag someone.
Oh, Lord.
But pussy blood smeared all over? No.
I think that might be it for that topic of conversation.
I'm glad we decided to lead the show off with this.
It's only uphill for me.
We don't have much on the outline, man. This is we gotta milk it all.
Did you just ascend say not
to
much?
Stardom?
Well, you sent a massive outline, but it was Joel does the best show prep out of anyone. I usually send an email to Joel and Veronica, who hasn't been on like 6 months. I don't even know what she's doing.
Dodging Matt.
Yes, dodging Matt Ginoza. And Joel is playing a small violin.
That's what's called doing you a favor.
Joel sent a ton of show prep. I just got a massive email right before the show for, like, show topics. But how many of them were just, like, you strumming your cock about how great you are?
What are you talking about?
Oh, okay, hold on. I love it, and it made me laugh.
There's the one that is definite for that would be the March Madness thing, but I also expanded on that, too.
Oh, God, basketball again. Here we go. Jesus H. Christ.
What the hell is it even down to?
You know what? He's right. There's literally, it's just one topic where it's just Joel jerking off about how great he is. But
and I also expanded on it to, you know, involve other things.
Yeah, god damn it, you're right. Yeah, why must you bring the truth to light? The truth isn't funny. The NCAA, topic number 3, NCAA basketball championship previews, / me bragging about my bracket winning.
And I was honest about it.
I can quickly evaluate who I think will win and why. I can also discuss the bragging / bitching from people about how most everyone's bracket busted. This wouldn't be a terribly long segment, but something to close the show, perhaps.
Well, I'm not going to be here Saturday, and I mean,
you're missing Saturday again?
I've already explained this to you, maybe if you read the email. Apparently you just read the parts that interested you and made up lies.
Oh, shit. He jacked you like a bitch.
I won't be at Saturday show because...
Actually, this is where I'm going to get picked on.
Holy shit. I won't be at Saturday's show because I'll be out with Gwen and her family, and then we're going to go to the tidal basin for the cherry blossoms.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Bring your goddamn Claritin and Flomax.
Yeah, try not to get blood in your car when Gwen's fucking you.
Oh, Lord.
Gwen, I mean, I love pounding your veg.
I love the weather, but I cannot handle the allergies.
I don't get shit. I get all my shit like in the winter and fall, if I get anything.
I get the worst post-nasal drip. Jesus Christ.
On that note, let's get to Mary Fuck Kill.
Yeah.
What's the next topic?
On that note, Mary Fuck Kill. I'm a 70-year-old man.
We've got sex smells, fuck Mary Kill.
Whatever.
Passover dinner, Joel's Passover story.
Oh, here we go.
Definitely, let's go.
Well, you guys are going to do Easter on Saturday when I'm not here, so screw it.
I don't give a shit about Easter.
No, I'll be working.
Yeah, I actually work on Easter.
What kind of gleam are you? I thought Easter is like the biggest deal ever, other than Christmas.
Never really to us.
Care
yeah.
about Christ? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not saying anything about Christ. Just like in general, it's
I woke up and then like my mom would make Easter baskets, and Will hasn't really eaten poorly in like 5 years, so now I just eat 2 Easter baskets like over 2 days. It's great.
Hey Matt, how do I lose weight?
Hey Matt, yeah,
Matt, can you make me a workout program?
Step one: I won't eat 17 Cadbury eggs until I shit marshmallows.
Those things are disgusting. Like the only good ones are like the hard shell, like solid chocolate. What the fuck are those?
Oh, the ones that are like fat M&Ms.
Yeah, basically, it's like the candy shell.
Those are Cadbury. There's 2 different Cadbury eggs. So the one
there's like the abortion, like the rabbit abortion, dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, there's the afterbirth egg. And then there's...
That's nasty.
It's a third trimester egg.
There's too much fucking yolk, if you're going to call that in there.
Okay, there's that, yeah.
Like the yolk to chocolate ratio.
There's the quote-unquote yolk, and then there's just the hard little ones.
Those are fucking delicious.
They're not
bad. I could eat like a giant bag of those all to myself.
I pretty much eat goddamn anything. The only thing I hate is when the marshmallow shit gets loose in the bag and the green fake grass starts to stick to it.
Stick on it.
And you eat that and you pass it like a cat that ate tinsel. Goddamn disgusting. Joel's just staring at me.
No, I'm staring at the stupid how to create a powerful radio demo
list behind you. What, did Tony Robbins?
But no, I keep looking at number 5. This is your self-portrait, and it's all I can think about.
Then we're some ugly people.
Yeah. Our soul is dog shit.
My self-portrait is just a picture of a goddamn used pad. No, speaking of used pad, that actually once happened to me.
What?
At Mary Washington, my friend came in.
And used you as a pad.
No. God, that would be a discussion. She was like 235 pound black chick.
Then why are you friends with her?
Because it was Mary Washington. Anyway, I had a bathroom there, and I shared it with my sweet mate, and she was really drunk, and she went over to my sweet mate's room, but she first used my bathroom. Like 20 minutes later, I go back in there to take a piss. I feel something. I'm barefoot. I feel something squishy on my foot.
Oh!
This is a true story. And she sat next to me.
Stepped on Precious's maxi pad?
No, I stepped on Precious's maxi pad. Anyway, 2 days later in political science, she's like, "Why are you ignoring me?" I just like write out everything I just told you on my notebook and pass it to her. And she's like,
"In red marker?
Because my foot's still red, bitch."
Alright, can we...
Because I got blisters on my foot.
Looks like I mixed up my Heinz 57 and Tough Actin Tenacta.
Alright, I'm done with vagina blood. Let's move on, please.
Okay.
Let's move to murdering women.
Dude, that was like 30 solid minutes of vagina blood.
23 minutes of the vagina monologues over here.
It is a rich topic.
How great would that be? Just the male vagina monologues, and this guy's talking about horror stories.
I think they have it.
We've had
the
enough.
Penis diaries or whatever.
Oh god!
The vagina monologues.
Have any of you ever seen that or heard any of it?
No,
I've heard like 5 minutes.
What the hell is it? It's supposed to be funny, but it's not.
Just bras talking about the first time they had a goddamn O.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Why don't they have like the penis dialogue?
That's what I'm saying. I think they have like
it's called Bang Bros.
The penis diaries or whatever. I don't know.
All right. Let's get to the F Mary kill.
All right.
So this is the new weekly segment.
I like it as a weekly segment. It's Jolio has fuck Mary kill. So you get three broads who you'd bang, who you'd marry, who you'd kill.
Oh, I thought it was like any number.
No.
No, it's got to be three. Fuck Mary kill.
Oh, so that's like one for each?
Will's version can have any number because it'd be like, I'd kill 189 of them.
Well, no, because it's not like,
then I'd fuck the 189. Like,
didn't they do that in Archer? Like, where they're just going through the employee roster or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, what movie is this from,
No, Archer, the TV show, they're doing that, like, where they're going through the entire, like, all the employees, and, like, for each one, they click on the picture, and that's they
fuck, marry, or kill.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be like a triumvirate. To make the show classy, I'll use a big word.
Wait, what are the three options? Because we're going with the Dancing with the Stars.
It's a Dancing with the Stars theme.
Theme this week.
Joel was making it very topical. Very good work on his part. So we got Erin Andrews, the ESPN broad who got taped naked. She's got a pretty goddamn sick body. I'm not going to lie.
I love how like she's... Oh, what a whore to be on that show. It's like, you know you're not on there because you're a newscaster.
Oh, it's
because there because some dude stuck a camera in your peephole.
Yeah.
I hope she's very clear on that. I really hope she's not saying that.
No. She's talented.
Well, she's
like, talented.
I'm on ESPN. I work hard.
Well, you know ESPN's affiliated with ABC, so that's part
there you
of
go.
It,
so.
Yeah, but no one would give a shit about her unless that happened.
I would barely fucking know who she is.
It's arguable, but I don't disagree with you.
No, you would still know who she is because she would be on Fox News because ESPN took that move from Fox News.
What, just putting Hot Taco on the air?
Yeah.
It's like the best move ever.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of their ways that they've beaten the crap out of MSNBC. They have like 5 times of viewership.
Were we watching or some comedian talking about? Oh, no, it was the Artie Lang thing, I think. He was saying, like, what's with like only hot chicks being on the news?
Everything ever should be hosted by hot pussy.
Well, no, he was saying it's like if there's one time you shouldn't be thinking about pussy, it's during the news. I can't remember why.
Who gives a shit about Artie Lang?
Oh, he's alright.
Oh, yeah. Don't crap on
him. We saw him live. He was pretty good.
It was a good memory for me.
No, it would be better if he chopped off both his arms. No, seriously, only two deep plunges and then like six hesitation marks on his arm. Screw that. Just give me one deep plunge on each arm.
So fuck, marry, kill Artie, Howard, and Robin. No. We got Aaron Andrews, Nicole Scherzinger.
I think it's Scherzinger.
Scherzinger, whatever.
She's the one from the Pussycat Dolls that actually sings.
Yeah, who does stuff other than just SD all fucking day.
I know he's going to sneak Lady Gaga or Kardashian.
And then Pamela Anderson is the third one.
Pamela.
Pamela.
Well, the thing
about Stuttering John.
I had to decide as the third one between her, Shannon Doherty.
Shannon Doherty got kicked off.
I'm just saying from the cast. And then the black chick from Reno 911.
I don't even know who that is.
But
she'd probably get killed.
Kate Gosselin.
We got to put Kate Gosselin in there.
No,
I'm going to veto Pam because no one's going to fuck Pam. She's got hepatitis B.
I'd fuck her. And it's hepatitis C. Thank you very much. The uncurable one.
Well, isn't that what Tommy has?
I'm sure he does.
Probably how that works.
But I thought about Kate or Pam, but I was like, well, Pam's more of the sex object, and Kate's got eight kids.
Everyone I would hope would choose kill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, Pam or Kate, everyone would kill it.
I would have killed Pam Anderson. What the hell?
Okay, three? Well, okay. She's definitely, like, even trim, like, looks-wise, she's the ugliest of them.
All right, let's everybody give their
results. Okay, all right.
Let's get some order here.
I call Prima Nocta shit over here. This is me. This is my, I'm the plaintiff giving my, rather the defendant. All right, here's my speech. I'm going to kill Pamela Anderson. Pam is diseased. Pam is old. Pam looked okay when she was the Playmate of the Year in 90, and Pam, even through VIP, had a pretty sick ass.
She was hot as hell, though.
Oh, I would stay up and beat off to VIP, even though we had computer porn by that era.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, okay. We only had one TV back then, and the plot thickens. I'd kill Pam.
Well, congratulations, you just orphaned her children.
I would marry Aaron Andrews. I think Aaron is the best looking of the bunch. I know Joel would marry her probably because of sports knowledge. I wouldn't give an S if she was autistic. She could be Rain Man. They'd be like, give me the cock. Definitely give me the cock. I'd still marry her. I don't care just because she's
but
the best
looking. No. Remember, when you marry him, you can't F him. It's just...
What? Like, you can't?
It's like platonic. It's like you just like them. You like them enough to marry them. That's the whole point.
Then I'd fuck the Aaron Andrews, and then I'd marry the one that looks like your goddamn maid anyhow, the tan one.
Okay, that's the point of the game.
Okay, yeah. Well,
you have to make decisions.
The one that looks like Consuela the maid, she'd be Consuela the maid.
All right,
there you go. Matt.
Okay. Kill, I think I'm going to have to go with... Here's the thing, I don't know what the...
This is actually kill, not just... Stab them to death with your monster cock and then smear their blood all over your car.
I don't know what I know what Aaron Andrews looks like, but the one from Pussycat Dolls, I don't know what she looks like.
She looks like some hot Spanish.
She looks like Kim Kardashian, more or less.
Yeah, well, the olive skin color, dark hair.
Okay, kill her.
Nice. Okay.
You have me a dark skin.
Okay.
Yeah, and then probably fuck Pam. Marry Aaron Andrews, yeah.
God, okay.
And the only reason why it's not the other way around, you know, marry Pam is because she, I mean, come on, with my temper, if Tommy Lee freaked out on her, you know that she's a bad bitch.
Oh, you'd beat her to death.
Yeah.
I
would pull a Ralphie. Oh, Ralphie. Dude, I would stash her body in the chimney.
Name after mother, a filthy cocksucking whore.
So she can grow up to be a cocksucking slob, just like her mom. Get it all out. Get it all out, you little whore. You little whore.
Best scenes in Sopranos.
It is. That's what's listed on YouTube.
Oh, God. All right, Joel, what you got?
All right, well, the kill part's easy for me. Pam, bye-bye.
Yeah.
I'm very picky about blondes. She was kind of hot like 20 years
she
ago.
She had, like, for a chick known for her fake tits, she had the sickest goddamn ass. Like, 10,
she's pretty fit, man.
I mean, she had actually had a cute face and was fairly attractive 20 years ago, but Pam today, no, not so much.
Two kids, hepatitis, been Tommy Lee.
I'm not even thinking about, I'm just looking at it from a pure attraction standpoint. She's dead.
Okay.
I'm actually torn on the other two.
Really, which one you'd want to screw?
Well, here's the thing. The girl from the Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah.
She's really banging. If you check her out...
She's really hot, yeah, but...
I mean, and I have to admit, Erin Andrews is the classic American girl with the, you know, perfect rack, danced, you know, for Florida as a cheerleader or whatever.
Exactly, like, not usually my type, but, you know, you could keep her in line for the rest of her days by just being, like, you're a dirty whore who's been seen naked by millions of people. No one will ever want you. And she'd just cry and blow you.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is because of the whole I could associate with her standpoint, I think I'd have to marry Erin Andrews and F. Nicole Scherzinger.
Okay.
I think it's how I'd have to go. As much as I want to bang Erin, I think she's probably the better marriage one.
So you just break down Erin's
Can you
confidence.
Rape her if she burns dinner? Just like real life. All right, Will, you're champing at the bit.
All right.
Knock it out.
Definitely fuck Pam Anderson.
Condoms, please. I know you and I are not fans of those, but please.
Maybe just like titty fucker. I mean, I love fake tits.
It's 20 years down the pike. Like, if it's just you walking in... Your fucking scalp all yellow from jaundice and a failing liver, and you're looking for a lobe of mine, man. I'll give it to you.
You're supposed to, like, die in 10 years when you have that shit. I don't know.
Really?
That's what they say.
You pretty much just cycle through livers. I remember there was some old queen who gave a speech at one of my college classes, and he had, like, already gotten a liver transplant, and he was working on needing another.
Oh, just having those fake tatas to play with would be nice.
Okay.
So, yeah, so F. Pam Anderson. I would kill Erin Andrews. Because, like I said, first of all, she's a piece of shit for, like, playing the victim and then trying to capitalize on it. So fuck her for that.
She kind of was a victim, though.
Yeah, okay, if you're a victim, then don't try to capitalize on the notoriety you got for being filmed naked by going on Dancing with the Stars.
It's arguable, but I feel what you're saying.
And then, also, I don't want to be married to some bitch who anyone who can, like, go on Google and, like, see her cunt lips flapping in the breeze.
You can't do that with Pamela Anderson.
If I'd fuck her, I wouldn't marry her. And then, so I guess I'd marry...
So you'd marry Charo?
Yeah, whatever. Why not?
Nicole Scherzinger.
Because, right. I mean, I guess she's still somewhat famous, probably has a decent amount of money.
Oh, she ain't hurting, yeah.
Yeah. So.
See, you guys think it through on, like, a lot of different levels. When I just think about the looks for the most part, or if they're nice...
I worry about whether or not I'm going to kill the bitch.
Well, if you're talking about marrying and it's not, like, purely sexual, I mean, I'm sure she's got... She probably has more money than Erin Andrews. I mean, I guess Pam Anderson has the most money, but I also think she's the hottest, so...
Erin Andrews? Well, yeah, what do you think money-wise that bitch got to have?
Who?
Erin Andrews.
Probably gets paid, like, $200K a year, man.
She's going to be the least wealthy of the three.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
Like, I'd be surprised if she made more than, like, $250 a year. I don't care if she's on TV.
Yeah, but think of royalties and stuff. That
she also does other appearances and stuff.
Stocks.
The blow-up doll.
I don't know. I mean,
that was a hot item in December.
You know what? If you actually get a female caller, you need to do the one for chicks.
We won't. That will never be.
Or if Veronica ever shows up.
Okay, yeah, we can do the one for chicks, too. Kill 5 faggy minutes. Joel was kind enough to come up with one.
I did it only because I thought that Veronica was going to be here, and I was like, well, I guess...
Veronica's dead to us now. We sold her on.
So mean.
Do you want to play it with guys?
I don't, honestly. I did that because I thought you'd be here.
Really?
Well, how many more Dancing with the Stars bitches are there? There's three. There's Shane Doherty, Kate Gosselin,
and then the black chick.
Okay, we're doing round two then.
All right.
We're doing round two.
Who's the black chick? You got to bring up a picture.
I'm literally going to Google black chick Reno 911. I guarantee you.
Nancy Marsh or something?
Her name is Niecy. It's N-I-E-C-Y, but I don't know anything else.
The first hit is Reno 911, : the black girl has a big butt, details inside.
Probably not her.
She's also not attractive.
Joel knows her name.
Okay.
Well, Googling it on freeones.com.
Holy crap, she is packing a... If that's her, good lord, that is... Look at those hands.
She's not attractive.
Is that her?
Yeah, but I'd like to smack the ass around.
Really?
Why not? Why not?
It doesn't look like Estelle from Born.
I can't believe this, but out of the three, I've decided if I'm going to F Shannon Doherty or Kate Gosselin. Really?
That's pretty gross. Let me see. How the fuck is she on Dancing with the Stars?
Dude, imagine how that smells.
Dude, imagine
Rich.
why you gotta throw Rich under the goddamn bus? Jesus Christ. Oh, wow, yeah.
It's definitely
yeah.
something you see on the cover of, like, King Magazine or something.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That is a source five Mike's ass.
Are we going to give our picks on these?
This one's harder, man, because I definitely
this
want...
This is definitely hard. I don't know who the fuck these people are, really.
I've already made my decision.
Okay, hold on. We got Shannon.
Doherty.
Mm-hmm. The crazy bitch. And then we got the fat-ass black chick from Reno. And then Kate Gosselin.
Mm-hmm.
What's Kate Gosselin look like?
Blonde.
I mean, she looks okay, but she's such a C-word.
I mean, Kate's gotta die. Kate's gotta fucking die.
Give me
die.
A picture. Can you Google it really quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get, like, a new one. Type in Kate Gosselin Dancing with the Stars, because she, like, fixed herself somewhat decently.
Kate Gosselin Dancing Stars.
Why didn't you say it?
Spiky hair, Edward Scissorhands, bitch.
No, she grew her hair out.
She's the creepiest fucking face, man.
She's just a cunt.
You
can tell a woman's a cunt by the way she smiles.
Yeah, because she barely can smile.
It's fake. It looks like a dog baring its fangs, which is what it is.
You can tell it literally pains her facial muscles.
Yeah.
To ever leave
or just
scowl
the way
formation.
She's like, oh, I'm a mom first.
Oh, dude, you probably
don't even remember all your kids' fucking names anymore.
I wouldn't.
She's just like glasses,
Mojo, Hooju too. Yeah,
it's like that movie King Arthur when the guy started naming his kids numbers.
Yeah, she probably all names them all George.
George 7.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, it's true. Like, never mind.
She's gotta die. I mean, like, when you play Fuck, Marry, Kill, you get to kill them with your bare hands, right? Like, this isn't some neat hypothetical
however
death.
However you want.
I don't really think it through. I just think
about it. I mean, like, if it's really I get to kill the bitch, then shit, yeah.
Imagine, like, she's on, like, a treadmill or something, and you just, like, throw a dumbbell at her.
Oh, my God, you're just beating her to death with, like, a five-pound plate? Yeah, man.
All right, can we please do the
picks? Yeah, but now remember, you have to fuck or marry the other two.
I killed the shit out of Kate Gosselin.
I'm pretty sure we're all about to F the same girl.
Oh,
Niecy, yeah.
I'll do Shannon Doherty, and maybe like the other one will have like some nice homespun nanny wisdom to give me the fat black chick, you know. Some like
now you know why you don't sleep with the one you marry.
Yeah, like she can tell me all kinds of soul bagger Vance shit and help me out in life, maybe. I don't know.
And she's funny. I mean, she's
black wisdom.
Yeah, exactly, man.
As a matter of fact, does anybody disagree with that?
What?
I was thinking that, but I mean...
The only thing I considered, actually, was whether
marry
I was going to...
Marry Kate Gosselin.
No, I was actually going to either F or kill. I was not marrying her.
Oh, I wouldn't F her, but I mean... That bitch is probably loaded.
Yeah, the more I think about it, life
and
with
you
a black
be famous.
Chick would be decent.
I mean, look at effing John Gosselin. Mooshing off that.
God, I wish I knew the black chick's voice now.
You could be like scooping up his mediocre trim. The way John Gosselin's pummeling it.
Yeah, like I'm saying though, like you know that her vagina looks like ground zero.
I think the ironic part is nobody wants to kill Shannon Doherty.
Because she's the hottest. She's the only attractive one.
You either want to marry her or F her.
I'd definitely marry the black chick. Maybe she can cook.
I don't know. I might
cook. Maybe she can like cure diseases like Michael Clark Duncan and Green Mile.
The Kate Gosselin's just like so effing famous right now.
Well, what? You'd put stones to it?
Well, no. I thought you said if you married her, then you could cheat on her.
Yeah, you know, it's not a... I mean, if we're gonna...
Yeah, but you marry her, you get to take care of how many kids?
No, you don't.
She doesn't.
You think I'm going to? Shit, man. Look at John Gosselin.
I just, like, fake some story about me being a kid toucher. She never fucking let him near me.
You're like, sorry, baby.
Yeah, you know how I get.
I want to jizz on Aiden's glasses. Make him lick the lenses.
What's up?
We ran out of time.
Oh, yeah, I guess we're winding up. All right, Joel, you got some story about you're doing Passover? What the hell is it? I'm I don't know a lot of the... I know you have Hanukkah around Christmas time. Guide me on the Jewish stuff.
All right. So basically, you goyim have Christmas and Easter that are your big deals. We have.
You really frightened those nice Jews, young
there
man.
There we go.
For us, it's a little bit different. Hanukkah is really not a big deal.
Hanukkah ain't shit. They built it up just so you would have like a holiday type thing.
Our big deal holidays are the Jewish high holidays, the New Year, and the Day of Atonement, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Uh-huh. And then we got Passover. Passover, essentially kind of like Easter. It's family. It's food.
Jesus on the cross.
There's no... Okay. There's no presents. It's a story of, well, yours is what? What, Jesus dies or comes back?
He comes back on Sunday, right?
I have no idea.
He's killed Friday, comes back Sunday?
I thought that was the day he's assumed. Who gives a shit?
And then, I don't know, yeah.
And then we have...
fucking chocolate bunny day.
All right, we have... For Passover, we've got the story of the Jews escaping Egypt and no longer being slaves and
escape
Moses
from
and,
Egypt.
And it's the whole movie you saw.
Sample of Kurt Russell.
People go.
Yeah.
When Cameron was in Egypt's land, let my Cameron go.
That's Passover. There okay. you go. So, anyways, so Passover. Kind of a big deal to be with your family, and with my family and my mom in particular, like being away from her for any major holiday is like the end of the world.
Yeah, you got a mom like ours.
Yeah. So
bitch will flip the fuck out.
What happened was my girlfriend Gwen, she's like, by the way, you're invited to Passover with my family.
Oh, but she's the like, test.
But she's like, but I know you're probably not going to come. And I was like, well, you know,
God, you gotta love women. You're invited, but I know you'll probably fail me.
Well, you're right.
Actually, no, you understand. Gwen already knows that, like, there's no way in hell I was going to leave my mom.
Okay.
Well.
Then you failed the test.
I ended up talking to my mom because we ended up having one too many people at my cousin's Passover Seder meal. And I was like, do you even care if I'm there? Because I also came and found out.
No. No, Joel. No.
You're dead to me.
Well, here's the thing. She didn't care, surprisingly.
She's just
because no, she said it would have been a big deal if I was hosting it, but because I'm not and we're going to be at our cousin's, she's like, I don't actually really care.
Jesus, okay.
I was surprised.
Well, where does your mom live?
She lives in Fairfax.
So can't you like hit up both? Like a divorce?
Well, the
two Christmases.
No, that was actually the plan, was I'd go visit afterwards, and that didn't happen, and that's a whole other story. So getting back on track, the big issue at hand was...
I think there are some people who just aren't meant to do drugs, Joel.
Okay.
That doesn't really apply to me. But anyways, long story short, I decide, okay, Gwen, I'm going to go be with your family and meet all these cousins, aunts, and uncles for the first time.
It's like Goodfellas, but Jewish?
Yes.
There are a dozen Michaels!
And so she was like, oh, okay, you know, she's excited that I was going to come. She's like, you sure you're not going to make your mom mad? I was like, no, we're going to go visit her afterwards anyways. It won't be a big deal. We'll go by my cousins because Gwen's family was in Chevy Chase and my cousins were in Potomac, Maryland, basically where all the rich Jews live.
Those are some very rich Jews.
Yeah. So anyways.
So wait, her family's in Potomac?
No, hers is in Chevy Chase.
His cousins.
My cousins are in Potomac. Basically,
how rich is Chevy Chase?
Very.
Potomac's richer, though.
What birth control she
at least the houses are bigger. They're further from the city.
What is the birth control situation in this?
Anyways, moving on.
Okay.
Why are you trying to cock block me all the time?
I'm not trying to cock block you.
You're trying to get me in trouble.
I would stack my condoms under a three-hole punch.
I'm not necessarily. Anyways.
I don't pull out of girls with rich dads.
Why?
It's a code of ethics of mine.
Yeah. You're literally making a deposit on your future every time you blow inside them.
It's your retirement plan.
Yeah.
So getting back on track, what happened is, my mom's been dating a guy that, quite honestly, is sort of a D-bag.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister had... She was going to be with my mom and all my cousins.
Is it Matt? Are you upset there's blood everywhere?
No, not so much. So Susie, my sister, she's going to have her boyfriend there. She's going to have a girlfriend of hers that was there. Okay. Plus, like, all my cousins.
How old is your sister again?
23.
Is she, like...
Nice.
Nice. Why isn't she ever on the show?
It's never really come... Her boyfriend actually wants to be on the show, but... Yeah,
screw him. Who cares? That's not a story.
I've already told you about this.
Really?
Yeah, you just don't pay attention to me as usual.
I don't pay attention to shit, man.
Well, clearly, after based on you forgetting everything on my outline.
No, well, that would further your idea that I don't pay attention to just you, but yeah. I don't... God damn. Okay. Where are we?
Story time.
Okay.
Well, all of a sudden, we find out all the cousins that are like our age aren't showing up. Her girlfriend drops out because she actually found a way to get home for Passover, and then her boyfriend catches like the flu and has like 102-degree fever. So all of a sudden, it's going to be my sister, my mom, the D-bag boyfriend, and a bunch of old people that she has nothing to say to and she can't relate to.
And this is like a full day thing?
Just the dinner, but it's still like
several, I know there's no NASCAR because of Easter.
Yeah, because the Jews watch NASCAR.
Well, I was just saying, you know, it's
on. No offense, it was on Monday night, and you know, none taken. But so long story short,
more of what John said was an insult. Not
there,
really
first before the actual Passover ceremony, they had the drama of trying to figure out where I was spending it. Then on top of that, my sister flips out on me because suddenly she's stuck in this crappy situation.
I'll bet your womanhood smells divine.
You tell her that.
Oh my god, I can't respond to that. So
does she? How long has she been with the boyfriend?
Years.
That'll fizzle shits out given the age. They met at, like, what, age 19?
No. And she's going to marry him, so, yeah. Anyways, long story short, my sister and I get in this kind of a fight, but eventually she realized she was being an asshole, and, you know, it wasn't my fault that all of a sudden everybody dropped out and anybody who mattered wasn't going to be there in terms of, like, the cousins and stuff that are our age and whatever. So I told her, I was like, yeah, don't worry, we'll stop by. So, anyways, fast forward to the actual Seder.
We are getting the wrap it up.
I'm wrapping it up very
wrap
quickly.
It up, B!
So, I arrive at the exact same time as my girlfriend's father. We walk in together. We're expecting my girlfriend to already be there to introduce me to everybody. Not only is she not there, doesn't show up for like 40 minutes. And I had to sit there with all these people I've never
fucking
met
hell
before.
No way, Joel.
Fucking hell.
And no way.
It wasn't
being a D.
Sounds like any one of our family functions. God damn.
It wasn't hell. It was just really interesting and different. And
I hate that shit.
You find a TV in the basement.
No. Her dad and I ended up having a drink together. We kind of bonded off it. It was pretty cool. And then, of course, my girlfriend flipped out, pissed off that she missed out on introducing me. She was late for everything.
All right, we gotta go, my friends. Yeah. We're getting to wrap it up. But you've been listening to wrap that shit up, yo. Been listening to In Papa's Basement again. Listen to the live show every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/weber. Archives of the show found at InPapa'sBasement.com.
Micro machines.
John Mosquito here, and tweet us at Papa's Basement. Just want to thank Matt.
Thank you,
Joel.
Uh huh.
Will, and I am John Papa Giorgio, and we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.